This episode of Pop Cult Parent is brought to you by Young King Hair Care. Young King Hair Care is a multicultural grooming company for young men. Leveraging plant-based ingredients, Young King creates clean products to promote texture, health, and growth. Inspired by their son Cade, husband and wife team Core and Stefan launched this company in December 2019 with the mission to redefine male grooming for the next generation of black and brown men, giving them the confidence they need to be their best selves 24/7, 365. My two sons have been using Young King Hair Care products since they launched, and I highly recommend everything, especially their leave-in conditioner. Featured on Good Morning America, Shark Tank, Essence, CNBC, and more, Young King can currently be found in the shelves of over 15,000 Target, Walmart, and CVS stores, as well as Amazon. And just for members of Pop Cult, use the discount code POPCULTPARENT to receive 15% off your order at youngkinghaircare.com. That's POPCULTPARENT, one word, to get 15% off your order.
What up, what up, what up, internet? Who you are, where you be, where you at, what you see. This is Pop Cult Parent, your favorite podcast, talking about everything under the sun, including the one, the only X-Men 97 that is taking the world by a storm. We're going to get right into it. I'm one of your hosts, Mark M.F. Jones, and I'm joined by...
This is Niels R.Y. No, a.k.a. We jumping into it. We staying on business. We got to get to it, brother. We got to get to it.
Look, if you've been under a rock, X-Men 97, the sequel series to, I guess, what we're calling X-Men 92 now, premiered this week, and it had some big moments in it, some jaw-dropping experiences. It took the world by storm. Social media has been blowing up, and we're just going to get right into this thing and talk about how we feel about it, our thoughts, and moving forward. But Nils, did you want to like start us off with anything?
Yeah, well, I just want to tell members of the Pop Cult, if y'all enjoyed this quick reaction to the first two episodes of X-Men 97, let us know, you know, like send some emails, send some comments, let us know. And if you like more of it, we'll do more of them. And if you like them a lot, we can even do it on our Patreon. So folks who want to just hear us react to all the episodes as they're coming out, they can check it out. So yeah, definitely let us know by your listening, your rating, your reviewing, your subscribing, all that stuff so we can know if you want more of this. But brother, I am ready to get started. You ready to jump in?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm just going to start off and say this. Cyclops Redemption. Cyclops Redemption.
Yes. Bruh.
For all those folks who were talking about, we weren't saying the truth about Scott Summers, how Scott Summers was being punked like on a regular basis, he was being punked in the previous episode. And then they saw the first, what, 2 minutes?
2 minutes?
This show?
Bruh, you know, this week, there was a bunch of millennials just doing the end clap to Rudy. Just
skipping hands. I was just looking there like, what is going on? We're doing the Rudy clap.
It's like the end of the first Avatar. It's like, Ewa hurt you. She hurt you.
Bruh. So, obviously, when the show starts, we're seeing, what's his name? I forgot the brother, Sunspot.
Sunspot.
He's getting kidnapped by Friends of Humanity. That's all that's in the comic books, in case you're wondering, Mark. All that, like Friends of Humanity, stealing tech.
This
and
felt
all that
very...
stuff.
Comic booky, like I was like, I gotta talk to that. Like, all this feels like it's being pulled from comics.
Everything, literally everything that we're seeing is from the comic book. This is like an homage to a comic book. It's not like direct, but it's like an homage to like Chris Claremont, pretty much, and actually some other writers too. But the big thing from this was like Cyclops came in and he showed he was a fighting tactician. Like everyone is. Everyone who kind of like knows a bit about Cyclops lore knows that like Cyclops can throw hands. He's not just the laser guy. He can throw hands. And this showed it. This bro. Man came in. Look, man, one man army came in, y'all. Smile at Buddy before he blasted him.
dog knocking people off their balance with his, like, I was like, what? I was like, yo, where's my Marvel vs. Capcom 2 copy? Like, I gotta dust this joint off.
Laser to back up, bro. Dog, that, I ain't never seen that before.
That was the one. That was the one that got me. Where he's like, yo, hold on. Backed up, like, came back, pushed himself back. Like, I was like, what is going on right now? Cyclops is that dude.
Redemption. Redemption, Mark.
And then redemption. I love they even hit the his kind of cheesy line in the first episode of 92. He's like, nah. When he's talking to the Sentinels, I was like, they did it again. They're like, he's like, give up. He's like, nah. I was like, oh, okay, all right. I'm in it. I was like, whatever happens after this, I'm here to stay.
And then you see them falling from the blown up Blackwing or whatever it's called. Blackbird, whatever that
Blackbird.
Is. Blackbird. This man is falling to his death. There are only two X-Men who know how to fly. All right. And you see Rogue's hands are busy and Storm is doing her thing. This man is free falling backwards, smiles when Rogue and Storm are done. He's like, great job, team.
Great.
I'll see you down there.
And great job, she. I was like, what? You don't fly, dog?
Scott, what are you talking about? I forgot about you, Scott. What's about to happen? This man then proceeds to dive straight down. And I was like, no, he's not. Mark, could you tell what was about to happen?
No, bro. Point? I was like, what? I was like, you don't fly. I was like, what is he going to do?
At that point, I was like, no, he's not. Because that's a Captain America move, what he's doing right now. Just going straight down. And then proceeds to shoot his lasers to slow down his impact to the ground. Mark, I've never seen that before.
Bruh.
I've never seen that before.
Looked so clean. And then he just gets, he's like, to me, my X-Men. I was like.
Bro, I almost got it. I almost stood up and ran to Scott myself.
Bro, it was like the end of Rudy. They're like, no other X-Men was carried off the field in the whole history
of the X-Men. He's so metal. Cyclops redemption. So that's number one. Bruh,
insane.
Cyclops redemption.
And like it's like they heard, I don't know, the creators, like they it's crazy that this whole through line of like Love Cyclops was just a common known that like we all like, you know, like, you know, the Scott's never been the same. You know, he used to be that dude. And it's like, but no one really talked about it. We all just knew this truth. And like the creators, like we got to give, like they knew like the first thing into this, we got to give Cyclops his due. Like we got to, like this dude is one of the best like comic book characters of all time. And we got to show people why. Nuts,
bruh. So there's that. We gotta save the big one for the end, so I'll just quickly name the other two. One is Storm losing her powers, so that actually happens in the comic books. I think Mike talked about it on the X-Men animated series episode. At one point, Storm loses her powers. I don't think she leaves the team at one point, but I know she takes over leading the X-Men, and she actually beats Scott in a hand-to-hand combat and whoops him. She becomes that. The leader. Yeah. She becomes the leader of the X-Men.
You nice, Scott, but
yeah, I think in the comic book, it's actually a gun that like has a gun that can take away your X-Men. It's like a shot that takes away your mutant powers. It was a gun in this, but it was kind of like a laser thing.
Yeah,
this one I think was like a tranquilizer type, like a dart gun.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, you know what? I want to speak on that. I thought that was kind of cool because they pretty much show where the Friends of Humanity.
Yeah, Friends of Humanity.
They're using like kind of like outfitted Sentinel technology to like. I was like, oh no, well that makes sense. If the Sentinels are what can attack mutants, and so like they have their own little like Mega Man blasters. But then, like, they kind of showed that gun. You know what I'm saying?
They showed that there gun are Mega Man blasters that on is the true wall.
And they kind of hinted to it. And then when it was used, it was like, oh man, that the cure, like the gun that could take away the powers. I was heartbroken, dog. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't read the comics. I'm pretty sure they're not gonna nerf like one of the most greatest comic book characters ever. One of the greatest X-Men ever, But I was like, what? Storm? No
powers? Yeah. I foresee Storm's going to go on a journey to find like a way to get her powers back. I'm sure Forge is going to play a role in some of this. Like back in the comic books, Forge and Storm have like some type of relationship, and he's one of the people because like he actually created the gun that takes away mutant people's powers. So like that's probably going to have a way back, but like Storm's coming back. Storm's probably going to lead the X-Men. So
We speak on this?
I ain't tripping about that.
Can we speak on the Storm introduction? Not even introduction, but just like that, the Omega level threat detected.
They did my sister right. Cyclops said, show him the forecast.
Yeah, yo. And then when she's on the sand and some of it's glass, I was like, why is it glass? And then the lightning making the sand glass. I was like, yo, I always liked Storm, right? I've always liked Storm. I just thought she was like just a fun character. I never thought she was cool. You know what I mean? I just liked her. I was just like, oh, Storm's cool. She's the X-Men. But I was like, yo, Storm got that dog in her. Like, Storm is a beast.
Welcome to the world that the rest of us live in, Mark. Because we all thought Storm was cool as hell. I was just like, yeah, but they did her right, bro. They did Storm right. I wish they did her hair differently, but that, you know, folks are obsessed with Storm and having a mohawk. It was literally one run.
They love that mohawk, dog.
They just want Storm to have a mohawk so bad. It was like, it was a couple of comics.
It was a thing, man. It was a thing. Let it go.
Keep it moving. There are so many other hairstyles Black women have. You can literally just go out the street. Just look.
Just pick one.
It's literally like 30 other hairstyles Black women have that you know, from.
You know how like they're giving all Black characters the Killmonger?
Yes.
Haircut. They're gonna
all
give
Black men all, have the Killmonger.
All Black women are going to have the Storm mohawk.
The Storm mohawk. Come on, Hollywood. Too bad.
That Pan's teacher in Super, she going to have the mohawk.
Yeah. Yeah, this night the Afro just, nope. Black people like mohawks. There's Storm. And then the last one before the big one is Rogue and Magneto's relationship.
Yes. Please.
That actually is in the comic book.
Okay, because I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't know too much about it. I didn't read this entire run, but I believe it's in the Age of Apocalypse run of comics. Or like something around Legion. I forgot which one it was, but it's like around that time. Again, I didn't read too much of it, but I do know that that was one of the things that Rogue and Magneto kind of had a thing together when Magneto was leading the X-Men.
Did I see this wrong? Did they hint at like Magneto and her are able to touch each other? Kinda?
Yes.
Okay. That's nuts. And like what an amazing storyline. Cause like, I don't know anything about this storyline, but from like Rogue's perspective, it's like maybe she's not even in love or likes Magneto, but like she can experience physical touch with him. That's like, what? No, that's some serious like drama.
That's a good enough reason.
Yo,
that's a good enough reason. That man is much older than her.
He's like, but hey, I'm the only. Well, I love how
Magneto living in the Silver Fox age, man. That brother is clean. I don't know what he's like. Yo, you need to see me about this helmet, huh?
Yeah.
Luxurious locks, yo.
And this big M on my chest.
But that man went to a tailor before he took over the X-Men.
Yo, yeah. He's like, ooh. He's like, he got the letter. He's like, oh, Charles gave me the. He's like, oh, Rogue there? He's like, yeah, I gotta go. Hold on. He looked in the mirror. He's like,
nah, not this. Charles gone and Rogue is there? Hold up. Let me go to my guy in Harlem real quick.
My tailor. What do you want, Mr. Magneto? A big M.
Big M. Let him know who I am.
I'm in a mile away. But, dog, I love in this episode, I think that was episode 2. I love how they basically have Gambit singing Contagious. It's just like, what the hell is going on? Just like,
what is Gambit supposed to do? What is he supposed to do, Mark? One of the greatest leader, one of the greatest mutant heroes wants your girl.
This is Mr. Like, Big. How you doing, Mr. Big?
It's like Malcolm X is feeding for your lady. What are you supposed to do?
Bruh. And he can give her what she wants.
He can give her what she wants. Dog. And he is much older. If that and much more powerful than you.
If that ain't the ingredients to a Boyz II Men song, I don't know what it is. Like he got all Gammy got all the tools to write a fire R&B album, dog. Like he need to get him a keyboard and some egg cartons on his closet and just go to town.
And it will be fire because he is from Louisiana. So it's gonna have a little funk to it too. It's gonna get a little Noya clap on it. Boy, that joint will go hard.
Don't leave me, girl. Just like, just
go
they walk by. They walk by Gambit's room and they just hear on his R&B, stay with me. Like, Gambit been in there a long
time. Gambit getting a Grammy. Gambit getting a Grammy. You gonna have John B. fly in. Justin Timberlake have all the white boys sing along with him.
Walking by his room, without you, girl, my life is incomplete. Like, anyone checked on Gambit? He been in there.
Bro, and it's the 90s. It was cool for guys to think about their feelings in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? This is still 97. He is a hit maker in making, Mark.
Oh, my God, dude.
So, yeah.
His album is going to be dope.
I mean, so I don't know much about where that relationship is and where it's going to go. I just know it is a thing. So... All right, brother, you want to talk about this last one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jean is pregnant, and at the end of the second episode, we see another Jean come saying she needs the X-Men. A couple of things comes to mind for folks who have read X-Men comic books. First, Jean being pregnant and saying she's pregnant with a boy already raises some questions, because you know that's
Cable, right?
That's Cable. You're assuming that's Cable. But if you know the history, Cable is the son of Cyclops and Madeline Pryor, not Jean. Mm. Scott and Jean's kid is, what's her name? It's not Hope Summers. It's, what is her name? I got it. Rachel Summers.
Mm.
So like Scott, when you think Scott and Jean, it's Rachel. But when you think of Scott and Madeline Pryor, that's Cable. So when we saw, when she says, oh, like, I have a boy, or like, we're our son, already you're kind of like, is this Jean? But you see her use her powers and everyone's calling her Jean. So you just kind of assume, oh, that's Jean. I guess they're just retconning it and saying that it's going to be, that's going to be the kid.
Yeah.
The only other thing that you find peculiar is in the comic book, I could be wrong because I'm not a super X-Men expert. I'm somewhat of an X-Men expert. But Madeline is constantly trying to get Cyclops to leave the team. It's like a constant thing. Like, hey, we have this kid. Let's go. Or like, hey, you don't need to be on the X-Men. Like, Storm got it. Let's go. She is like constantly trying to get him away, and you later find out it's because it's not Jean, or she has alternative motives. Whether it's
is she a shapeshifter, the Hellfire?
No, she's a clone. She's straight up a clone of Jean.
Oh, okay.
What? And so it's some stories it's Sinister, some stories it's the Hellfire Club. Like there's just like all like there is an agenda to get Cyclops to lead the team, and so. When you see Jean or another Jean come through the door and she's like, I need the X-Men, your mind instantly goes, that's the real Jean Grey. And whoever is pregnant is Madeline Pryor. That's not the real Jean.
Cyclops about to put out a R&B album too, dog. His album about to be fired too.
But the crazy thing is, this is where Cyclops loses it. Like in the comics, like this is where Cyclops goes wild. And I think some issues, he completely leaves the pregnant Jean and goes for the real, or like his real gene, because he's like, nah, that's my real lady. Like, I don't know who you are. That's my real lady. I have no idea what they're going to do. It's going to be good, though. It's going to be good. Nuts.
Dude, that cliffhanger, like, I never read X-Men comics, so that got me. I was like, what? Like, two genes? Find out next, you know?
I love at the end, they got the, you remember the 3D, like, things at the end of the episodes they used to do way back in the day? Yes. They paid homage to that, man. That was so dope.
I love that they also brought back the last time on X-Men, you know, or previously on X-Men. Mm-hmm. Dude, I want to say I like, it's like they didn't miss a beat. It's like they picked up where they left off, and they're honoring, I feel like at least they're honoring the classic show, but they are like bringing it in with a fresh perspective. Like the executioner, when he attacked, everything he was saying, I was like, that's Twitter. That every bit of dialogue that guy is saying right now, that is currently Twitter. Pick a group, pick another group. Like, that's the argument, the Discord. You know,
shout out to Psylocke, because Psylocke showed up in the show.
Yes, Morph
putting in work. Yeah, it's impressive.
This show, I like, yo, is this show about to make Morph my favorite character? Like,
dog, Morph then, putting in work.
And then with Morph, I think I think they're gonna have like a kind of a non-binary narrative with Morph.
Yeah,
I think that's where they're going.
That's the case we're doing with Morph.
Yeah,
look, Morph went through some stuff. I'm assuming we're gonna get some more of a backstory of Morph's trauma with Sinister, because Sinister also has a hand in this Madeline Pryor stuff. Sinister is the big bad. I'm assuming Sinister is the big bad in all of this. But it is also some Age of Apocalypse story, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see Apocalypse too. So,
and the last thing, you know, we mentioned on the X-Men episode how, like, no matter what the medium is, the writing for Magneto does not miss. Ever. Like, they never, bro. What, when he goes to the UN, and I just love the dynamic of him in this show, because he's like, hey, I'm trying really hard.
Like, I know I'm trying. Y'all know me.
Look, the
only y'all know me. Y'all know what I can do. I'm trying.
Breathing is because Charles, my boy, and this was his last will and testament. Like,
Mark, he sends the entire UN court leadership and the executioner all the way damn near out of the atmosphere, and is like, I'm trying, y'all.
Don't.
I really want to let y'all go right now, and look, I can't nobody stop me.
Can't nobody stop me. But I'm trying.
Charles told me to see his dream through. So I'm gonna slowly let y'all down.
Yeah.
But just know, whenever I want to, I can do this right here. That is like the dude putting his heavy hand on your shoulder and being like, calm down.
No, that's the Bane. Like, you think you're in control?
That's exactly what it is.
That line was a straight bar. He's like, don't make me let you down. Like, I'm trying. He's like
a bar, yo.
He's like Tyrese's dad. What's his name? Vin Rames and Baby Vin Boy. Rames. A dog. I'm trying.
Every time.
I'm trying to do right. But I'm trying to do right.
Double hands.
I'm trying to get me down. I'm trying to get me down. Tell me, Joe, come in here. I'm trying to give us to get me. Don't try me.
Don't make me go watch Baby Boy. Hey,
he tried to warn
just for that scene.
He tried to warn him. He's like, look, man, Charles is my boy. And, you know, I really hope we got to see it a little bit, but I really hope they go into, like, because I don't think we get this enough in media. We got on, like, Lord of the Rings, like brotherhood. Like this dude is my brother. We did not see eye to eye, but I had the utmost respect for this guy, and I want to see where that came from. I hope we get to see, like, like they're mortal enemies. Like they are enemies, and like Magneto dropped everything, and he's not manipulating Charles's. Well, I don't know. I don't know where we're gonna go, but as far as you know, right now, he's not manipulating Charles's dream. He's not like, oh, now I have all these resources and I can do this and this. He's like, look, this is what my boy wanted in his will. It's not me, but I'm going to honor it. Like,
without question.
Yeah.
One thing I believe and trust is the love that Magneto has for Professor X and the love Professor X has for Magneto. I don't care what medium it is. I don't care what whoever the writer is in a comic book. That's genuine.
Yeah.
Regardless of like where I've seen it, that's real. So like for this right here in the show, I fully believe that Magneto is trying, bro. Look, him and Storm have had battles. He saw Storm lose her power right in front of his eyes. The brother was so mad, he unconsciously lifted everybody up almost out of the atmosphere and was like, let me calm down. I'm sorry. I just saw one of the best of us lose our powers. And y'all got me acting crazy.
Dog. You want to see crazy?
I'm losing it. And he's like, let me calm down. Like, old school Magneto, even though they're enemies, he sees Storm lose her powers. Everybody's done.
Everyone's done.
Everybody's done. And X-Men, he's like, y'all need to be on my side. Do you see what they just did to your girl? Everybody's getting it. So, yeah, man, that's growth. That's
and I love, growth. Like, after that, the UN's like, you know what? I think we should pardon Magneto. Yeah, you're good. Like, yeah, just, you know, keep it down. Keep the music down. Don't worry about it. You do your thing. We'll do our thing. Like, they knew. They're like, no. Oh, no. Like,
they calm down quick. No nothing. People are like, bro, yeah, what about that? You go talk to him.
Yeah, everyone go home.
You got issues with what we said? You go talk to him. You know where he lives. He's at the mansion. Everybody knows where he is. Just go talk to him. We're done. We did our part.
The last thing before we wrap up, I like Jubilee. I was like, yo, Jubilee is like, she's way more interesting and easier to like take in this show than she was. Dog, she was just a valley girl who was an X-Men in the 92, but like I think they're doing something with her in a Sunspot. Is that his name?
Sunspot, yeah. Mark, and I don't see the difference.
Oh man.
I do not see the difference.
Dude, I don't know.
I'll leave it there.
Way easier to like it didn't sound like nails on a chalkboard this time. I was like, I can.
We got a few more episodes. I might get there with you. But as it stands now, Jubilee is still Jubilee to me. I mean, if she's about to lead this new X-Force, this new, what the young X-Men are called, I forgot what they're called.
Generation X or something like that?
Generation X was like the one Jubilee was on, but like DaCosta and Sunspot and like all the other ones, they're all a part of like the new X-Men. I forgot what they're called though. It's not X-Factor, it's X-something, but whatever.
Her powers look way better in this one.
They do.
They look way better. You know,
I think they're the new mutants. I think that's what they're called.
Okay, the new mutants. Yeah. And I'm impressed. I'm hooked. I can't wait to see like the next episode.
Yeah, me too. Well, brother, I think we're good. If y'all like this, we could do this more. Just, you know, feel free to reach out to us. And thank you all for listening. We have a new episode every month. You can find us on all social media at Pop Cult Parent, PopCultParent. Visit us at www.popcultparent.com. Become a member of the Pop Cult at our Patreon, patreon.com/popcultparent, where you can see all our full videos and more. Email us at popcultparent@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate us, review, and subscribe. And as always, join the cult. Peace.
Peace.